Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome to Norm at Night. Go ahead, 508. You're on with Norm.
How you doing, Norm?
I'm doing pretty well. I got a little late start here tonight. I had some technical difficulties, but I'm glad to have you on. So what can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering what you were talking about tonight.
Well, it's real simple. The whole country's talking about health care, so we're going to start or going to keep talking about health care here on Norm at Night. To be perfectly honest, I'm a big advocate of the, the public option. I was quite disappointed to hear the president step back off the public option, and now somehow seems to be stepping back onto the public option, and I'm not sure the president has any idea what he's trying to step onto. I'm starting to get worried. He's trying so hard to be a super duper president that I'm not sure the tail's wagging the dog or the dog's wagging the tail. But pretty sure
president for everyone.
Yeah, but he's ending up to be president for no one. This is an opportunity the country, I don't believe, can afford to let pass. And I'm afraid that we're going to. And at first, maybe the whole idea of a co-op isn't such a bad idea.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind completely back about that.
Mm-hmm.
How many people out there, and remember, you can join us here at 347-945-6713 if you want to get in on it, or you can join us on the chat line. If you want to go to Blog Talk Radio and come in on the chat line, which, to be honest here, I haven't opened yet tonight, and I'm getting it open, and let's see how many guests we have in, because I guess you'd call it a conservative show earlier this afternoon, and I made some people kind of mad at me, and I told them that they can always call in to the Norm at Night show and give me heck on the air, and those are usually the kind of people that hide behind their anonymity, and you can't find them out there. Well, Norm's here, baby. Come on. You know the number, 347-945-6713. You can give us a call if you got, in the neighborhood we used to call them Kellyones. Some people call them balls. So if you got any, give us a call. And I thought, and I don't want anybody to confuse the late start here with any chicken kind of stuff coming up. Yeah, Norm had a little trouble getting the phone to work, but it's working now, and here I am, and you can join if you got something to say on the line. I'm over here with a bud from the only state in the union that has their own state health care. And they even had a Republican governor, go figure.
Yeah, mass health, please.
Oh, I guess there's a little, some people aren't real happy with the Mormon from Massachusetts, but that's okay.
Most of the time it works, but not every other state accepts it. If you have to go see some kind of medical attention in another state, you're really screwed.
Yeah, that's a real interesting thing. I often wondered about that. And then, of course, there's the New York version of the public option, the New York State version. If you don't have your own health insurance, they call it Medicaid, which is so often confused with Medicare, which is the federal option. But just so everybody's clear here, I had some difficulty, and I wasn't on the air until about 9:15 tonight, and that was completely my fault, and I feel like an idiot, but it happened, and so we've got about 35 minutes left, so there's plenty of time to talk about some health care, but just indulge me for a minute there, caller. there's a lot of talk. Wait, I got another call coming in here. Hold on. Stay with me, okay. 508.
I'm with you.
All right, good. Go ahead, 865. You're on with Norm. What do you have to say? Are you for or against the public option, for or against the co-op option?
Mr. C, I'm sorry to have to break with the topic, but how's it going with Chris? If he hits on the phone.
Hey, I oh my God, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. C. How are you?
Everybody stop here. I want everybody in the whole country, everybody listening to Norm at night, to say hello to the groom. That's all I'm going to say. It broke my heart. I couldn't travel to that wonderful city in Tennessee where the nuptials were made. But I hope everything's wonderful and just happy wedding.
Thank you very much for this day. We must be down here.
And Kathleen, I'm sure you're there. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing because I don't do names on the air, but I've heard it expressed by a native of the old sod that she might have the most Irish name ever put together on God's earth. And
I think she does.
I got a big kick out of that, and I'm just so happy to hear your voice.
I'm sorry, I'm not good on the topic you're talking about right now, but I wanted to call.
Oh, no, heck with the topic, man. This is friend care, way more important than health care. for all you folks out there, I can just say that there's a famous poem named Yeats, and if you don't know who that is, I don't care, because it was explained to me that his first name was WB. And, oh, my gosh, I'm just so happy. It's hard to find Norm at a loss for words, but here he goes. You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is I think just everybody stay on with me and everybody just listen. This is a song I just happen to have in my repertoire, and it's called Irish Coffee, and here it is. This is Chris and Kathleen. on this pod's face, and if I could, and just a little piece of music, and if I wouldn't get the show kicked off the air, you can bet that we'd be playing a little bit of Rebels of the Sacred Heart, because truly we are.
You need to get that on.
If they wouldn't arrest me. Hey, guess what happened? And this is a wonderful time. My friend here got married on Saturday, and my 28th wedding anniversary was also on Saturday, which was
really
part of the, yes, it was, which is part of the reason that we couldn't come to Tennessee. But anyway, ever since when I was a little boy, I sort of started to learn how to play the accordion. Well, what does my wonderful wife give me on my 28th wedding anniversary?
An accordion.
But an accordion. And so now I have.
Where do you play it?
I got to learn how first, but I've sent away for all my stuff. I found a teacher here near the new school, and so by Christmas time I'm going to be playing something. I am definitely going to. Oh, and you'll be the first. So everything went well on Saturday.
Everything went so smoothly. We missed you, but we'll be able to see you at some point to celebrate.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? You know what else I understand? At least if I can pay attention to my Skype, the Alaskan Traveler may be back in this planet.
Oh, really?
This world. I don't know. Yeah, it's today the 19th. I think he was supposed to be back on the 19th.
Interesting.
No, today's the 18th.
Yeah, today's the 18th.
Oh, but you know what? I'll bet he's back in civilization. Somewhere
I'm
where. I hope so. But I got to tell you, there's a wonderful little pub. It's no hunting lodge, I'll admit. And before I die, world, I'm still going to tip a harp at the hunting lodge. There's not a doubt in my mind about that somehow. Somehow I'm going to do it. But there's a place in Warrenton, which is sort of the biggest town near the place here in Virginia. And if you go down Main Street in Warrenton, there's a place called, it's unbelievable, Molly Maguire's. And it's just a great old place, and I have a group there now. We meet every Thursday night to settle the issues of the world, and it's a grand old time.
It sounds like a good place.
Hold on one second. 508. Is anybody I know visiting you this time of the year?
Yes. You know.
Is she there?
My sister is up here.
Right, well, just don't mention any names.
No.
But is she there with you now?
She's not here with me. But,
too bad.
I think she's going to call in.
Oh, that would be really nice. I hope she didn't get confused by the fact that I blew getting signed on. I hope not. But anyway, yeah, the 865.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's a brand new movie out. It opens Friday. It's called 50 Dead Men Walking.
I've already seen it. It's a good movie.
Is it? Well, you've already seen it?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't even supposed to open till Friday.
Maybe over on this side of the pond, but on the other side of the pond, we got that movie a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And is it worth going to?
I'd recommend it. Yeah, it's definitely good for a watch. Yeah.
Well, there's a free. It's good for a watch. I like that phrase.
What's the name of it?
It's called 50 Dead Men Walking. I just heard it talked about on, what do you call that show? Morning Joe, which I'm a regular on. Well, I mean, a regular listener, which actually brings me a little bit. Yeah, go ahead, 508. Let me check the chat room again. And, oh, shoot, I didn't want to do it that way. Now I'm going to, dog it. Oh, I'm just so excited. I got 865 here on the line. I didn't think he'd be coming up for air till about next Tuesday. Oh, I'm such a fat Italian here. Okay. Remember the computer guy back at the old school there, 508?
Yes,
Mr. Hughes. I got Mr. Hughes on in the chat room. Hello, Mark. How are you out there? Call a big wave if you're on duty. If you're on duty, we wish you the best tonight. The person I'm talking to is a police officer in the fine state of Alabama, and he's probably just one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And so a tip of the hat to you out there. Hey, the guest with no name, who's one of my regulars in the chat room, says that he's now an 865 fan forever. He wants to know if the song I played was decaf or not. There's no decaffeinated coffee in Ireland, only the real stuff. Wait a minute, I got another call coming in here. Hold on, go ahead, Colt, you're on with us. We're just having a good old time. We're supposed to be talking about a boring subject. Well, it's actually not a boring subject, but we put it aside here. We're just having a small meeting at the... Oh, geez, it's just wonderful. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I wish I was at the old Nanny O'Brien's right now.
We need a paint right now. That's all we need.
Oh, but it's gone. They should close the place, but that's a whole... But there's plenty of other places to go, and when you get up this way, we'll be sure to make a trip to Warrington to tip some punts at Molly's, and there's actually another place in Warrington, McMahon's, which... I really haven't, because I just love Molly's. It sort of reminds me of the old Nanny's in a lot of ways. And I can tell you, if you have the potato leek soup, boy, they sure do make it good at Molly's. And I eat it whenever I can. So, Colt, are you with us? Well, I got him connected. I guess something happened. Because I'm not hearing them. Well, let me see what's going on here in the chat room. That's the wrong page. chat room, there we go. There's something going on in Alabama this week, Man versus the Wild, but they're all talking about that in the chat room. Oh my God! I got a gun-toting malcontent on the line. I'm glad to hear that. I hope he doesn't shoot me. But you know what? I'm locked and loaded, so bring it on. I may be the only liberal in the United States that's glad we got a Second Amendment. And anybody who wasn't glad we had a Second Amendment after George W. Bush wasn't paying real attention. What about health care? You know what? All right, I'm going to go to health care. I know I'm stay on topic. Actually, there's a representative from New York State, actually downstate towards New York. His name is Anthony Weiner, I'm not sure how you say his name, but I'm pretty sure they said Weiner, not Weiner, actually. But he asked a serious question, and I want to know what your answers are to this question. Representative Weiner said, or asked, and Joe Scarborough, who I've come to really like, didn't have an answer to that. Why do health insurance companies bring to the table for health care? What do they do for health care? If we had a complete public option, if we took Medicare to the whole country, what would we be losing? And by the way, in case anybody, this stuns me, 40% of the country right now is under the public option, single pay. And that's anybody who gets health care from the United States government. That's government workers, the Congress, the military. It's 40% of our population. They're all covered under the public option. And the rest of us, in my view, should be under the public option. And so what do you think of that out there? Let's start with the callers. 508, what do you think?
I don't know. You know, it also includes people with disabilities.
That's true.
So I'm for it.
What do they do across the way in the English part of Ireland?
I'm on that side of the pond right now. But I'm going to leave this one to the intellectuals. No, I'm going to hang up and listen, but it was good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice. I'm really happy. And stay in touch. Anybody else? Well, I don't know if you know my cell number or not, but
I'll call you again. Don't worry.
Oh, all right. I'm so happy. Thanks for calling. Great to hear from you. And somebody else. All right. Take it easy. May the heart be always with you. And we'll see you. Bye-bye. And anyway, we're back to it's just you. I got you on here, Colt. If you talk, I hope I haven't muted you somehow. No, it says you're on the air. So join us here on the Normand Night Show at 347-945-6713. The public option does not compete with private companies. Well, you know what? I'll tell you something.
They can't.
Who cares? What does any private health company bring to the table with health care except higher costs, large profit margins? This isn't about competition. This is about making people healthy. Indeed, John Wayne was against public opinion. Yes, he was. I do like the Duke. Oh, you know a way to my heart. Absolutely. True grit. But go ahead, 508. You were talking about the public option.
Yeah, I'm for it.
You know, actually, I had backed off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so I've done some examination about co-ops. You know, everybody's real big about co-ops.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know, there's a problem. First of all, there's a tradition of co-ops in the United States. And traditionally, co-ops are a viable thing. A lot of our rural electrification was done with co-ops. A lot of our farmers organized into grain co-ops. The biggest form of co-op that people know of are credit unions.
That's the only way the small farmers could compete against the large.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's the only way they could compete against. Well, they haven't competed so well, have they?
No.
The large farms are everywhere. The little small American farm is collapsing everywhere.
Well, you know.
But let me just, first of all, some facts about co-ops. First of all, by definition, they are owned by the members.
Yeah, supposedly.
Well, at least in theory, so is the United States government.
Yeah.
It's of the people, by the people, and for the people. So, by definition, the public option is a giant co-op, at least if the government's what it's supposed to be. I don't want to get into arguments about whether it is or it isn't. But if you're going to establish a co-op, here's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, they have to have the technical expertise to establish themselves. And I think we really could do that. Excuse me. As long as they have the proper structure, but here's the big cruncher. In order to start a healthcare cooperative, you've got to have go ahead.
We no longer have the infrastructure to really make it successful. I don't think.
Well, you and a lot of other people, whether the structure is available out there to do it. But that's the first thing. The second thing is that we have to be sure that the co-ops are constructed with sufficient bylaws to ensure member control.
Yeah.
Well, number two, the United States Constitution. That's a sufficient bylaw to make sure the members have control. And you know what? We won the election! Sorry. You know, I heard that before. Well, all the political capital's on this side now, and we're going to spend it the right way. The other thing that a healthcare co-op would have to have is a bottom-up power structure where the power comes from the members. Now, I don't know if that's doable, but we got to try for us. The next thing, it has to have good managers. You know what?
What's that?
I think that we can find the good managers. I don't think that's a big issue.
I believe they're out there. I believe they can be found. But
absolutely.
Actually doing that is that's another thing, right.
But the other real important thing that we have to have is the time to set them up.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's going to take a long time. But the big thing.
Nobody wants to wait, you know.
But the big thing, they have to have sufficient capital. You got to have a big pool of money to start a significant healthcare cooperative.
And right now, it's in this economic.
Right, you can't just you're breaking up there, 508.
Okay.
All right, there, much better again. But yes, the only place that you can get the initial capital necessary is from the government.
Yeah.
So if you keep the government out of it, like all the opponents want to do, nothing changes because there'll be no real cooperatives because they can't get the funds together. And finally, even if you didn't get the initial capital together, you have to somehow be able to get enough members to reach economy of scale.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a lucky son of a gun. I've never been in a hospital in my life. So I'm the kind of guy that health insurance companies thrive on. Do you know the biggest chief executives of the biggest health care companies in America,
yeah,
they make upwards of $4 million, some of them. Yeah, how much the head of Medicare gets? About $200,000.
Oh, so I know.
And I don't see anybody but that crazy guy from Texas who's suing the government to opt out of Medicare. He can take care of, he's got enough money to take care of himself.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, Colt, are you with us there? I don't know. I got Colt showing on the line, but.
Can't hear him.
I got some great things coming in here, which I want to relate to you. By the way, first of all you John Wayne fans out there, it's been brought to my attention that True Grit is playing sometime tonight, depending on what part of the country you're in, on AMC or TCM. Now, somebody points out that the culture of competition and the rewards available for private business has been one of the most valuable and strongest elements that has made the United States the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. I agree with that 100%. But we don't have right now competition in the healthcare industry. Nobody can compete with, no group of people, no co-op can compete with
the federal government.
With the health insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta ante up to create real competition in the healthcare business, if it could be created, You just have to ante up way too much money to get in the game.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to get co-ops is if they ante up the money. And the only person that can ante up the money is the national government. It'd be wonderful if the states could do it, if they could build co-ops within their own borders, but they're all bankrupt too. And part of, I mean, the amount of money that this country spends on the GDP, of its GDP on health care, is absolutely astounding. And the health care profit margin across the country is about 40%. None of that money goes to health care. Oh, by the way, 10:15 Eastern Standard Time on TCM, you can see True Grit. I'll never forget. I saw that movie, The Shays Buffalo, in Buffalo, New York. Great old movie house. That's gone. We insure, here's an interesting question. We insure our cars, houses, jewelry. Why not our health? Isn't that as valuable as any of the other things? Well, you know what? There are some people who think all insurance is nothing but a giant Ponzi scheme. I'm going to hit a little close to home here maybe with some of my listeners, but if you're in New Orleans, for example, you got to have somebody to insure you, at least the way it's been related to me. You got to have somebody to insure you against the rain, which comes from the top, and then you got to have another insurance company to insure you against the floods, which come up from the earth.
There's no way to win.
And, a quotation from True Grit. Fill your hands, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What a great line. The government's bankrupt. I don't want my care left to a provider who's built under. The government's anything but bankrupt. The day the government goes bankrupt, the union comes apart. Let's just not forget that. The whole game's over. If the government can't make good on all those green notes they've issued, we need to start over. Who knows? Maybe we do need to start over. I got 3 minutes remaining here. So if you got something you want to say, give Norm a call. That's 347-945-6713. Looks like Colt has left us. So I got just 508 on. I'm glad to have you here. But the last 3 minutes, anything you want to talk about. But before we do that, let's just sum it up. Are co-ops a viable solution? The public option is a giant co-op because it's by the people, for the people, and of the people. And let's not forget that. Well, yes, it is. And the only way it will be that way is if we make it that way. And the big Anthony Weiner's question, or Weiner, what do the health insurance companies bring to the table? And in my view, nothing. But anyway, so the last 2 minutes, anything you want to talk about? Wait a minute. Shouldn't something be... I got SCS. SCSO. Shouldn't something be done about the rising cost of medical expenses? That is a much better question. I don't know the answer to that. How do we do it? Some people believe that if we're going to have government regulation, it should be on the cost of medical care and not on the companies that insure us against its catastrophic effects. What do you think of that, 508?
I don't know. I'm not really, someone who could really, expound on that.
Okay, well, no, that's fine. We're all voters. Let's remember that.
Yeah.
And everybody, no matter what you think of what's going on, watch the people in Washington and watch how they vote, and let that determine how you vote the next time.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, Norm will not vote for anyone that prevents the healthcare system from being reformed. 508 just wants something for free. What do you think of that, 508? Is that...
Well, you know, I do think that healthcare is, the rising cost is out of proportion.
Well, we're going to leave it at that because we've got about 13 seconds left. So Norm is signing off. And even though I got on late, I got to give you a little American blues. And that's what I'm leaving with. And I'm going out of here. I'm off here. And by the way,
it was wonderful talking to you, Norm.
It was great talking to you. And I hope I hear from you next week. And I say hello to the others.
Take care.
I got a big tattoo. Take care. But what the doctor says is really killing me is you.
Bye.
I got a lot of bad hair. A lot of bad hair.